Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get, well, not that good at it. You could do about half of your New Year's resolutions. You could, I don't know, join a CrossFit gym or something like that. Or you can start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. So, man, if you're out there and you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your own home. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral spray and serum treatments to find out which one works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there is no uncomfortable doctor visits. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if a treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinkingbros. That's Hims.com/drinkingbros for your personalized hair loss options. Hims.com/drinking bros.
Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
All right, let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges, from sleepless nights to stress-filled days. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. And they'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with the promo code BROS. Tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it's wild how different each one feels. They're sleepy time gummies. Knock me out in about 15 minutes flat. No hangovers, no grogginess. I wake up feeling amazing the next day. And they're epic euphoria gummies. Well, they're perfect for those days when nothing's going right and you just need to hit the reset button on your shitty mood. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere else for that matter. And they've got gummies for literally everything. Immune supports, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal. And each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no BS. And they can ship to almost every single state in the United States of America. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off with their first order with code BROS. So head on over to Mood.com. Browse their amazing selection of functional gummies and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use the promo code BROS at checkout to save 20% off your first order.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Woo! the building.
Guys, nobody lets me back in, okay? It's back by popular demand. You guys don't get to pick anymore, okay? The people pick. The people have spoken. They have chosen.
I don't know if they've chosen. Here's what I think. I think everybody was out of town.
Flooded. Oh, now, who do you, who?
I think everybody was out of town.
Who do you mean?
And you were the only one left. That's what I think. That's just what I think.
I mean, run that by. Run the numbers. Run that by my people, your people.
I will.
See how much shit you catch for that, because they will rise up.
Yeah.
And they will get what they asked for, which is Jesse Weiss.
The woman of a thousand voices fan. The fans have spoken, is what you're saying?
Yeah. I really am, honestly, just like a fan that broke in, like, and is like, hey, guys, like, I promise.
You've hopped in the booth.
Yeah.
So welcome to Drinking Bros, kids.
Hi.
The big boys are out of town, if you will.
Oh.
Jared had to go back to drill. He's in Washington on a mountain, probably shitting somewhere in the snow and then and wiping his ass with it.
With the snow? What was that?
Yeah,
with the snow?
Yeah, with the snow, and like some of it was still on his pants.
All of that. A very Jared situation,
yeah,
we like to call it.
There was a lot of brown snow.
Yeah.
There was a lot of brown snow out of Jared.
Yeah, he Jareded that.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Matthew Best is actually at a ball in Tennessee with a young lady who sent in a touching video. And the gentleman that Matt is, he went.
Boy, he has really turned it around, hasn't he? He has really turned his life around.
Fan fave.
I mean,
fan fave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fan fave. Rocco is out. I believe he's doing a public speaking engagement.
He's awesome.
He's awesome. I'm a fucking loser who just does a podcast in between movies. So.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I don't know what that says about me, but we were
flooded with requests for you. So.
Yeah, flooded with emails. Thank you guys so much. You guys, thank you so much for sending in all those emails to the Drinking Bros podcast that I set up.
We got letters. We got
letters.
Wax,
really?
Like old school,
really?
1700s.
On a pigeon foot.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my goodness, you guys, good for you.
Somebody even wrote in on Quill. I could tell it was on a quill. I really could.
You always do know how to decipher between a quill and a pen. It's a little known fact.
Some people say it's a gift and a curse. Some people say it's an acquired skill. I'd like to think I was born with it. But look at me. We're rambling right now. I'm going off on a rant. You know how this shit works by now.
Hey, listen, I ain't new to this. I'm true to this.
Yeah, you are. You are. We got some sponsors up in this motherfucker.
Oh, shit. Get ready, everybody, to have your ear holes filled with amazingness.
Boy, are
we... I'm going to actually step out of the room, okay? And all these...
No, you're not. Okay. You're going to do shitty sound effects again with every sponsor.
Maybe.
And we got a new one. We got a new one here.
Oh, boy. I am not prepared.
to the Drinking Bros podcast tonight. Folks, this new sponsor is something special tonight. You're going to want to tell your wife, your girlfriend, your kids, your parents, your illegitimate children all about this company. They're called Broquet. That's Broquet. It's kind of like the female version of a bouquet.
Of a bouquet. I'm sorry.
We finally have a female on the show.
You don't even know what a
bouquet is.
Of flowers. Yes. That's what it's like,
this
guys.
This is a broquet.
Okay.
Here on Drinking Bros, we have a pretty good sense of what a bro would want. And if you're too ashamed to walk up to him, tell him you love him, grab his ass, squeeze his dick, you might just want to give him a present. Broquet is all about giving awesome gifts. They're in the business of sending out real wooden crates packed with your choice of sweet gear. I'm talking old-fashioned cocktail kits, crates of exotic jerky, hangover remedy packs, a fucking straight razor shaving kit. They've got all sorts of cool manly shit that'll actually be useful. So if you got a birthday or a wedding anniversary coming up and you want to tell your friends and family to get you a present that doesn't suck, like, hey dad, or hey bro, give me a present that doesn't fucking suck.
If there's a bro that like you you want to suck their dick, maybe.
Yeah.
And, like, you're not really sure. You're kind of feeling it out. You're not really sure where you stand with him. Is he? Isn't he? Can we go there? Are we going to do it on a camping trip? I'm not sure.
How close are we as bros?
I feel like this.
Get him a fucking gift and try it out.
This
you don't,
gift
you don't
could...
want to just give your dick out and then get it shunned. Give him a gift first.
Maybe put it out there.
5 or 6 days. Mm-hmm. See how he like that gift. Get him drunk and then say,
yep.
Hey. Yeah.
Test the waters.
And if you're going to get that gift for your favorite bro, go to broquet.com. That's broquet.co. That's not even a .com. That's a .co. We got another .co in the house.
Whoa.
That reminds me of carnivoreclub.co. So this is broquet.co. They know how to put together a really cool fucking gift set, and there's something for every type of dude. So show some love to our newest sponsor and go to broquet.co.
Dude, I'm into that.
Yeah, discover a whole new generation full of sweet gifting ideas for dudes. Maybe you'll even get some good ideas for like a bachelor party or a Christmas gift or Father's Day or the impossible to impress father-in-law. Let's be honest.
Yes. Maybe your lizard died. You know, maybe your buddy's lizard. He's
dead.
A lizard owner, so he's a very specific type of guy, right? Maybe he has some. He also has rabbits in the back too.
Yeah.
He's like that guy.
Yep.
Those died. What do you get him?
You go to broquet.co.
Boom, bang, boom. Here you go, guy.
Yeah.
Sorry about your lizard.
Mailed shit on the planet
for sure.
This is actually this is one of the dopest sponsors we've ever had. I got this crate. And it's so full of cool shit. I'm super amped about it. But again, yeah, it's a great gift if your lizard dies, too.
Yeah.
There's some pretty cool stuff, so go check it out. And don't forget to use the promo code DRINKINBROS, and you get 10% off of every order for life. For life! I don't know if it's life. I really...
Man, you say things sometimes. You really do say
sometimes
things.
Sometimes I get all
you
hopped
guys,
up.
Everyone,
I get
every,
all hopped up.
Everyone at home knows that, like, you sometimes say things. And you just say them.
Sometimes,
and it's just sort of like,
I get all hopped up on the next couple sponsors we have.
Sure, let's get to it.
Sometimes I take it too far, and I have a little too much StrikeForceEnergy.com in my jeans.
No. I'm on strike force.
Oh, boy.
Put the can away and do not
kick the can.
Pick it up again.
Kick the can is what it is.
Listen,
Jesse.
I don't know. You say
you're
it some
out,
way.
You're out there shooting
Panthers. Jared says it another way. You know, I don't know what's
you
real.
You know the show. We have Tartar's ordnance, and you want to shoot down some Panthers.
Hey, listen, there's a lot of shooting on this show.
There is. Look, there's a lot of shooting on this show. There's also a lot of drinking. And if you need some energy while you're drinking or a little hangover medication, go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. What it is, folks, it's a little tiny tin pouch full of the best goddamn energy drink you'll ever have. You can kick the can. You don't need a can anymore. You can pour it straight in waters, sodas, liquors, fucking coffee. You name it. It'll get you all jacked up. You also get a subscription. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. Type in the promo code DRINKINBROS. You get 20% off of every order there. And the next one is a little company called WearKennedy.com.
Let's go to the beach, brah.
Wow. Was that your WearKennedy? Were you doing cocaine rails for WearKennedy?
No, man. I was just like using, my golden spoon to like, I don't know. I like couldn't find a tissue. What? What?
You're doing fucking gator tails.
I put on my shorty shorts.
You're snorting gator tails with WearKennedy.com's golden utility spoon. That doubles as a bottle opener. What the spoon's for? Look, that's anybody's guess. Could it be for tea? Sure could. Could it be for choking?
Could it be to feed your lizard?
Could be. Could be for all of that. They also have the finest assortment of bathing suits in the land. And their whole vibe is like JFK from the early 60s. They got some fucking sweet shorts, bathing suits. They got those old school JFK sunglasses. Those are a fan fave around my house. And not yours. My house.
Yeah. True.
No, you fucking jack
with
my,
an
you
iron
jack my Kennedy
with
sunglasses.
An iron fist.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
rules.
You jacked my Wear Kennedy sunglasses the other day.
Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. I might have even thrown on those shorty shorts and loved them.
You loved every bit of it.
I'm into their shit, seriously.
Go to wear. I know, same here. I already told the fans. Like, I already had their bathing suit before they became a sponsor. I was already a huge fan. So go to Wear Kennedy. That's WEARKennedy.com. Type in the promo code Drinkin' Bros. Get 10% off of every order. Every order over $10 is fucking free. That's free shipping. And I heard you get a free koozie with every single order.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That is right.
Free koozie. Every single order. You get a fucking free koozie.
We have so many. It's amazing.
I know.
I love it.
We've got 80 around the house.
Yeah.
Next up is a little company. It's an oldie but a goodie. This is the one you shoot panthers to. So let's hear your gunshots now, fly girl.
Listen. It's Tartarus Ordnance. Am I right?
It is.
Oh my god! Oh my god! You just punched you shot me in the cunt bone.
Oh god!
That would be really painful, right?
Yeah. I don't look. If you're out there and you've been shot in the cunt bone, go ahead and hit us up, or you can hit us up on TartarusOrdnance.com. Go to TartarusOrdnance.com. For all your home defense ammunition needs, if somebody bursts into your house late at night and shoots you in the cunt bone, you're going to want some ammunition to fire back. Guess what? They also have fucking guns there, too. So not only do you have ammunition to load them guns with, you can also buy them guns on their fucking sites. Go to TartarusOrdnance.com, type in the promo code Drinkin' Bros, get everything off in the entire fucking store. You can pew pew to your little heart's desire. Next up, is a Rocco fave. It's warfightertobacco.com.
Damn, I'm sexy.
Yeah.
Was that good? I'm working.
I'm gonna give you one.
Here's what I'm working on now, though. Okay, is voice. Now I'm working on like voices. You know what I mean? So I'm very good at impressions.
Right,
You'll be like, is that her?
Is that somebody else?
So, yeah, I'm working on that now.
Well, whatever you did for warfightertobacco.com, that's my favorite so far.
Okay, well, it's not saying much, but thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
So book it. Yes. Just put it down in your fucking list of dreams that you accomplished today. But huge fan of that. Go to warfightertobacco.com. For the finest cigars in the land, made with fucking Cuban seeds in the Dominican Republic. Look, real men smoke cigars. They don't smoke fucking hookahs. Warfightertobacco.com is 100% combat veteran owned. Type in the promo code Drinkin' Bros. You get 10% off all your shit. They're also making a signature cigar for Rocco.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking sweet.
Do you think that because my sound effect was so amazing...
That sales are through
maybe,
the roof?
Well, obviously sales are through the roof. Maybe I would get... No, too soon.
No, no,
it's
no.
too soon.
It's
Let me,
too soon
no, no,
for
no,
a
no, I wasn't even...
Food.
Yeah, I was going to...
Yeah.
No.
Way, 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 way too soon.
Okay.
And last but not least, drinkinbrospodcast.com. We heard what you were screaming at us. We opened up a store. We've got fucking sick-ass t-shirts. Drinking Bros podcast t-shirts. We got Lincoln's box seat silkies. We got Jared's patented France presses. You can buy the France press that Jared drinks out of. Fuck, you can buy a France press shirt if you want. Go to drinkingbrospodcast.com and get all your fucking Drinking Bros needs. You might say to yourself, hey, we're missing one tonight. At night she cries rides a steed. We got a really crazy story about that one tonight.
Oh my gosh, we're gonna turn that over into the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because you tell them I was starting it up for you. I was getting it all
ready.
We met Trump.
Yeah, we met Donald Trump.
Oh my god.
We met Donald Trump.
Oh my god.
Fucking hashtag all the way Trump.
Pound sign all the way Trump.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty spectacular.
Yes. I mean, I'm going to let you start it off. I have a lot to say about this man and this time and this experiment.
This was a big one. This is the big one. Anchorman? Anchorman?
That is my favorite
one.
Line.
The panda is giving birth. Yeah.
Little known fact about you. You know how to put that line into the most perfect. You use it a lot, and I love it. It's my favorite. Yeah, it's my favorite.
It's my favorite anchor.
Yeah, and you use it very well. You use it very well.
So, kids, we had the honor it was yesterday, right?
Yes.
God, it feels like a lifetime ago. Probably because we were so close to him. We were so close to him.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Yeah, we met Donald Trump. How this all started and came about, it was a few episodes back. I said that I was going to save this story, actually. Jared and I were supposed to be on Howard Stern. That got pushed. Apparently, because Range 15 wasn't big enough yet.
Oh, yeah.
According to Howard Stern's people. Mm-hmm. But I will say this.
We're not waiting on anything like that.
It's number one on fucking iTunes right now.
Yep.
In the world, over every single movie.
Is that good enough for you guys?
Yeah. Now, is it good enough, Howard Stern?
No. Nope.
Well, guess
still
what?
No.
It's too late because I'm going to tell this fucking awesome story here tonight.
You're going to miss it.
So, as you know, long time, first time, you know that I wrote a novel called At Night She Cries While He Rides the Steed, the greatest piece of literature ever written. We joke around about it a lot. We say it's like you porn meets fucking Blazing Saddles. Truthfully, the book's like Airplanes. It's really, really fucking funny. And there's probably, 9 million jokes on every page. It's done really well.
It really
it's crushed.
It's hilarious. Yep.
And
yep.
We've also talked about Trump numerous times on this show. The two met up is what happened, probably about 6 or 7 weeks ago. I get a phone call, from my publisher, at Regan Arts, a woman named Judith Regan, who's huge in the publishing world, was out at a dinner with, I don't know if I'm allowed to say who the source was from Trump's campaign. So we can just say somebody with inside Trump's campaign.
Just their job. Was it
their job? Yeah. And it was one of those power dinners in New York where it was like, you know, the who's who were there at this table.
Just like how you imagine
exactly.
It would be.
It was ladies.
That's how it was.
Wine,
$1,000 yep. bottles of wine.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
it's
yeah.
nothing at lunch. Right.
Yeah, their tab was fucking insane.
Yep.
Insane. So it's no secret that the media is against Donald Trump and they're trying everything to take them down. Publishers, press, all the way around. So they were kind of grilling. The gist of it was they were kind of grilling this person who worked for Trump on what his likes, dislikes were, what he was like as a real person. And surprisingly, the person inside the Trump campaign didn't have a negative word to say about him. Now we've seen him on TV.
Yeah.
We've seen him on TV. We kind of got, you know, what the picture the media has painted of him. We kind of thought the same thing too. So anyways, they were asking him what kind of TV shows he watches, what kind of books he reads or whatever. And they were like, well, he's only read like this one book. We've only seen him with this one book.
Oh my God.
And it was called At Night She Cries While He Rides a Steed. And my publisher was there, obviously. And she was like, oh my God, we fucking published that book. And they were like, the campaign staffer was like, I don't know anything about it. Just know the title. It's been here or whatever. I get this urgent phone call
that he's
day.
Been like reading it in the bus, like
reading,
on the trail, like,
and that it was his favorite
it's
book.
It's his, like, it's by his side. Like it's his thing that he's like reading the, yeah,
yes.
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So that it was his favorite book. And I get a call from my publicist of the publisher the next morning. Was like, you're not going to fucking believe this. You got to call me back. Cause I initially didn't answer the phone. They're like, you got to call me back. We just found out like Trump loves your book and blah, 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 blah. So I called him back. We're trying to put the pieces together, and Donald Trump and I share the same literary agent for books. Trump just had a book coming out maybe 2 or 3 months ago, and so we know where it came from and where he got it and all that stuff.
Right.
But what are the chances that Donald Trump reads your book and thinks it's fucking incredible?
That he even has, like, time, I guess, like, is the other thing, and, like, the time that he does have, he's doing that is what it kind of seemed like.
Yeah.
From what they were saying, where it's like when he has a moment to himself,
but,
he's like
but
reading your book,
I didn't get a firm answer of when it was read because the book came out just about a year ago at this point. And I want to say it was probably October, November of last year is probably when he got it. That's a guess at this point. But we know it was given to him. We found out about it. So then we've been sitting on this story of like, holy shit. I remember when I came home from work, I told you, I think I called my parents And I was like, well, what do we do with this information? Because this would be awesome so if he talked about it or whatever. Or if I could just meet him.
Yep.
That I would be cool with
or
that.
Or tell him. Yeah.
Or have him on the podcast. Because we love him. It'd be awesome. We wouldn't slam him. Like, we're fans. Fans of Trump.
Yeah.
So cut to several weeks later. Get an invite. Donald Trump is in Wilmington, North Carolina. Last second trip. Decides to be in Wilmington. How would you like to go?
Oh, my gosh.
VIP tickets. The whole shit.
Yeah.
They said to get there early. It would be crazy. Now, we've seen it on the news that it's crazy. Like, all these events are crazy. But
yeah.
Until you get there, you don't really know if it's crazy or not. Right?
No. They're not showing the scope of it. You're just like, oh, it looks like a pretty controlled, like, convention type place.
Yeah.
But, like... Yeah, in real life.
I brought Mr. Josh Harkus from Huify here where we record, and his wife, to grab some photos.
Oh, it was perfect. Thank God.
Because I had heard, they were like, oh, Trump's going to come and talk to you, yep. And he's going to shake your hand. And
I'm a nervous Nelly with the camera, so it's like I was not going to be, you know, charged with that to, like, take the one picture that you were going to get. So
right.
We brought some profesh, some profesh photographers.
And by the way, I did get... If any of you follow me on Instagram at STJames, you will see the greatest Trump selfie ever taken in the history of mankind.
Great.
I'm literally 2 feet away from him, let alone later on down the story when I got to shake his hand and talk to him. So we get there. We don't know what to expect, right?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Like, I don't go to rallies either. So it's like, I don't know what that's like. And then it's like, on top of that, it's a fucking Trump rally. So I really had no idea what to expect.
I didn't either. And like, the way that it was painted in the media, I thought it was going to be this crazy, like, fuck all events where it was just going to be chaos and like,
right.
The people were going to be like rednecks or whatever. And it was just like, it was not that. It was. First of all, it was fucking packed to the gills.
Mm-hmm.
When all of his braggadocio shit about, you know, you couldn't fit another person in here, the fire marshal is shutting us down, that's legit.
It's real.
There was not one seat to be had in that place. And there was thousands outside the building waiting
there
to get in.
There was a line around, I forget, it was like five blocks or something. It was too...
And we live in a small town.
We
live in a small town.
Yeah.
So that was like, oh... Shit, this is real. Like, this is really going down.
Yeah. Now, but then it was surprisingly easy to, like, if we wanted to sneak a gun in or do, like, we...
No, it wasn't easy to sneak a gun in.
But... No, but, like, we, you know, we showed them our little yellow...
We were VIP, but...
For sure, but, like, we just went right to the front. I guess maybe for me, I was like, are we really? And, like... They just kind of let us in and then, like, led us to the very front. We were so close to him that if I had, like, one of those back scratcher things, I could touch his face.
Exactly.
So I was just like, is this real? And I'm, like, looking behind me like everyone else is having a problem.
So a plastic back scratcher. You couldn't bring a gun. You could bring a plastic back scratcher in. Or a lizard.
Listen, I don't know. If
lizards
you're VIP, here's the thing. If you're VIP, you can bring in, like... That's what it felt like.
A back scratcher.
That's how easy it was to get through, where I was just like, oh, crap.
So we get in, and they shuttle us over to VIP, and holy shit.
Yeah.
We are 5 feet in front of the podium.
Oh, my God.
And it was like, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe we're this close.
Right.
I can't believe this is real. I can't believe this is all going on.
Yeah.
And then, you know. They were playing all Rolling Stones and a mix of Creedence, Clearwater Revival.
Oh, yeah, it was perfect.
As people are shuttling in, you're just hearing like Stones and CCR blaring. It had like a party atmosphere. It was fucking fun. Everybody was excited to be there. And I don't know about you, but I got swept up in the magic of it. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
So the governor came out, Pat McCrory, ironically, who... We've talked about on the show for the HB2 loss.
Mm-hmm.
He comes out and he goes, and I don't know if this was on purpose. You can tell me what you thought. I don't know if it was on purpose, but he goes, now we have exits in the back, concessions to the sides, to the right, and to the left.
And everyone then, started
and kind of hung on it.
Everyone started chanting. Well, he's done this before.
One guy screamed out, "Where's the fucking bathroom?"
Yeah.
And he goes, "Okay, here's where the bathroom is." Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was a bit or not, but it was funny. The crowd went nuts. Yeah, he seemed funny. Kind of weird to be governor, though. Like, he seemed like a weird, kind of goofy to be governor.
He seemed goofy.
Seemed like a nice enough dude.
Yeah. And he didn't, you know, he was basically his platform for that. I love how they all read the room, too. They're very good at it. So for his platform for that was, you need to show ID. Basically, so he really he went on that, like, show ID to vote, show ID to vote.
By the way, for those of you who don't know at home, North Carolina just got shot down by the Supreme Court for the voter ID laws. The governor McCreary, however you pronounce
it, goofy.
There's a lot of C's in that.
McGoofy.
Yeah, McGoofy. Yeah. He thinks it's appropriate that every voter be required to have a photo ID, which I do too. There's not a goddamn thing in this life that you don't need an identification card for.
Yeah.
Be it just an ID card, a military ID, a driver's license. People even walk around in life without an ID card, or can be expected to walk up and vote for the next president of the United States without a fucking ID card to say who you are. You could be anybody off the street just walking up and voting. Like,
right.
Makes no sense. They're going to appeal it. Whatever.
You need an ID to buy kombucha.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know that kombucha black?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Label? I used to have to pull out my ID for that.
Yeah.
So
he comes out, kind of fires everybody up, was great. Some little girl, I don't want to say little girl, she was a college Republican girl. She comes out and fires up. I mean, she was aware that CNN was there, the whole shit.
Oh, she was pointing into the camera.
Yeah, she went for it.
She
that was
really,
her moment.
Yeah.
She went for it. There was
she
a girl
lost
who
me
sang,
for a second, but
Haley Hall or somebody like that sang the national anthem.
She had homeschool hair.
Homeschool hair.
Just
absolutely fucking crushed
it. Killed
it. National anthem. I was like, oh, goddamn.
Killed it.
And they were like, world-renowned singer. And I was like, I don't know who this is. And then she sang, and it was like fucking Florence and the Machine. I was just like, oh, Jesus. She was awesome.
She sort of didn't look like her.
So then you're like, all right, great. Where do we go from here?
Right.
How far up can you?
What now?
Yeah.
What now? What could possibly?
I feel like we had hit almost the top
it's
of the
gotta
summit.
Be. I mean, it's got to be next. I mean, what is it next?
And then they brought out Rudy Giuliani.
Boom, bang, boom, bang. I mean.
Rudy.
That guy.
Giuliani.
Now, every exclamation he puts, it's almost like he's hitting a baseball. Yep. I mean, he kills it.
It's like he's in. God damn it. What do you call the crew members who are union? It's like he's in a union.
Yes,
meeting.
Man. He's like
It's like he's in a factory. It's like he's talking to factory workers, and he's just he's drilling at home. Like, he's just knocking it out like an old school New Yorker. Like maybe like he was in a factory, like grew up with his dad in a factory and heard him give speeches to all the factory workers.
Totally.
Like,
the union.
God, he just knocked it out of the park. Was phenomenal, that guy.
Amazing.
Phenomenal.
Amazing.
And that stirs the crowd into an even bigger frenzy. And then, boom. Trump train. Woo,
woo, woo. Now listen.
Yeah.
Now listen.
The Deezy.
Yeah.
The Deezy.
So listen, I'm not going to say either way. I've got a lot of people that like my shit on either side. I'm just, that's not my persona is
well,
to
look,
be really
look,
political.
I,
but now
I
let
know.
Me, let me just say, so I'm just going to say that
you
I'm not going to,
but I will say this. You have the same thing as Matt does where you're not amped about Hillary. You're not amped about Trump. So
but it's
we'll
more,
leave it at that.
It's more Matt's personality to say even anything political. And for me, it's just not my persona. I just don't like go out like that.
Sure.
I keep that stuff personal. It's fine. But having said that, this guy Tom Cruised the shit out of me. Now, you know what I mean by this.
He owned the room.
You know what I mean by this. I have not yet to meet Tom Cruise. You have.
I have. And he owns the fucking room.
He is very
lives inside your soul.
He is present. Yeah. He is emotionally giving. He will literally, I mean, just make you feel like you were the only...
The most important person in the world.
The most important...
He'll feel like he knew your great-grandparents.
You're the only one there.
Same with Trump.
Yeah.
7,000 people packed into this college basketball stadium, and he literally looked at every single person. Somebody screamed out, I love you, Donald. I love you too, darling.
It's like, a skill, man. It's a skill. And like,
he absolutely fucking crushed it.
He fucking crushed it. He crushed that. And I also have to say, I made a realization just being that fucking close to him and not seeing him on TV, like seeing him in real life, that I understand sort of why people are responding to them in the way that they are, because he's just, it's the way that he speaks. So president, you know, presidential people in politics, they have this very condescending way of speaking. It's very, you know, it's very presidential. It gets their point across, sure, and then they exclamate. So he just shakes that up. He makes you feel like it's just a buddy in a boardroom, and he's just trying to say,
very
like,
conversational.
Like, he's just saying, hey, man, what's up with this shit? And like, I get that, because it's been, I mean, from, I can't, can you even remember another president that didn't speak in a cadence that, like,
you know,
makes you feel like you might either fall asleep or go crazy?
Yeah. I will say this, even though I fucking hate him, Obama's a great orator. He's a great speaker.
I think Clinton was a little bit more natural, but yeah, go ahead.
He was.
Yeah.
But either way, both of them were good speakers, even though, again, I'm not a fucking fan of Obama.
We're just talking about
voicing
their...
my political opinions. Yes.
Yeah.
But as far as speakers go, but Obama's been there since 2008. So in that time, you know, we've had Romney run, who I don't think was a good speaker. We've had McCain run, who I love McCain. He's awesome. But his speeches were very boring and flat. And I think he didn't resonate with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Now you have Trump, where, to me, before we walked in, I had this idea of a man who was, just from media clips, again, clips we've seen on TV and internet,
erratic, of a man who's just crazy.
Erratic, crazy, screaming.
He goes off
people
on tangents. You can't follow him.
Yeah.
What is he even talking about?
None of that was true.
Mm-hmm. In this instance, none of that was true.
I don't see how it would be like that in another instance, to be honest with you, because at this point, he's been around the world. He's been around the country giving these speeches twice a day to cities all over the U.S. Like, why would it change, I guess? So I tend to side with the latter on this of like,
do
this
you
is probably
feel
how
like
it always was. And
gotten...
they pull sound bites.
Correct. Do you feel like he's maybe gotten better? He's not a politician, so he hasn't grown up in this. So like,
he's not a politician, but
so maybe he's gotten through this whole campaign.
So
from the
criticisms that were coming back from him early on about like, he doesn't write speeches, he's not reading off a teleprompter, he's not doing, he still isn't. So like, I was very cognizant of that when we were watching him, of like, is there a prompter anywhere? No.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Was he looking?
He was looking down a little.
But it was when I looked up
one time.
We were so close to him. I got to see it.
Yeah,
it looked like kind of like crib notes, like just, you know, bullet point notes, like scrawled out on a on a piece of paper, where you were just like, the paper was almost for show at that point. It had a couple bullet points of like, you know, one in five Americans is out of work or whatever. Fucking
yeah, because he didn't want to get the numbers wrong.
Exactly.
Am I wrong in realizing that he used to love the media and he's now hate them?
Yes.
So he used to be like, I love the media. Like, exactly. I love the press. Yeah. And so what they've
now
done
that he's
to
running,
him.
Yeah. Now that he's running for president, it's a different story.
And he's also probably seen what they do to his sound bites and his thing. Even him saying that he loves them. It's like, it's been shown one time and like everything else gets blown out of proportion. And he's sort of like, wait a minute. Like, you aren't my friend. You aren't great. Maybe. I don't know. There's another level to that, but exactly.
I think his story has been so chopped up by the media because they want, they all want him to lose, essentially. There was an article in Time magazine this morning, and it was titled "The Meltdown of Donald Trump" and how his campaign is going into the toilet and all this shit.
Oh my
was
God.
Like,
I don't know about that.
I don't either. And that was their lead piece this morning. Yeah. And I read this article, and everything that they described in this article wasn't what I saw.
Right.
And we live in a small town, so we're getting a very small sampling of what the possibilities are when he goes to other cities and is able to speak at these bigger arenas.
Yeah.
But just from this small sampling, like, holy shit! If the crowds are this big here, what are they like in Charlotte?
Exactly.
What are they like in Atlanta? What are they like in Nashville?
Exactly.
Like, So I understand where he's coming from about hating the press. Look, none of them want him to be president, and they didn't want him to have the nomination, and he steamrolled all of it and said, fuck it.
Can we get more to, like, the actual story of, like, what happened with the book?
And Absolutely.
Then, so my idea was to hold the book. I'm like, I heard he likes, you know, chicks. He might, like,
yes.
gravitate
so,
towards
he, after
me
he
more.
Finishes speaking.
Right.
Jesse holds out the book. We were
just nonchalant, just kind of like, hey, you and me, Trump, yeah. we're going to share
we
this kind of
we
underground.
Told, you know, we were going to get to talk to him.
Yeah.
He was going to come shake our hands up, mm-hmm. that whole thing. You were holding out the book.
Yep.
And then you were next to me, so he stopped at you first.
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
I looked into those eyes. I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. And he was like, so he looked. This is exactly what I kind of wanted to happen. So he looked down at the book and pointed and kind of like looked at me like, hey, man, like you like,
yeah, you're like
you
you're
like
cool.
that.
Like you're in on it.
Because
yeah.
I wanted for me, I kind of wanted, I'm sure you did too, like some kind of confirmation because we can't
That's
get.
That's exactly what I wanted.
Yeah, because we can't get this confirmation from this yes. weird thing that your agent, who's a credible source, publicist, credible source, like we can't do anything with the information. So
right.
for me, I wanted to know. That it was true, right? Even
yeah.
though I knew, but I wanted confirmation from him. So I kind of wanted to be like, hey, Trump, you and me, we both love this book, right? This
yeah.
underground book. And he like gave me that completely. He like looked down at it and was like, oh, all right.
Yeah, yeah,
and like
yeah.
looked
you
back
must
at me.
Be cool.
He like touched the book and he was like, all right. And I go, he wrote it, pointing to you.
Yes.
And then it was like, oh, he like visibly jumped back and was like, oh. Oh my, you, that's yours?
Yeah, and he goes.
Shook your hand.
You wrote this?
Yeah, man, yeah.
Like, you're the one, you're the one.
You're the
this.
One, you're the one. Like, I haven't ever, you know what I mean,
yeah.
gotten to, like, see
and
you.
Then he, but then he broed out.
Yep.
Totally shook my hand, and then just, boom.
The
just gave
bro
me
pat.
Bro pat.
Looked into your
shoulders.
Eyes and was just like, good job.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, there's some video on Instagram where you can see me, like,
we
a
did,
proud
we
mom at the Olympics.
Yeah, at
that
ST
I was.
James, ST James on Instagram. You can
yeah.
go and watch this video. We have
yeah,
video of it.
Yeah, where I'm just like, oh my God. And he's like, everything, like, I got all the confirmation that I personally needed. I don't know about you, but I
yeah.
was like, it's so crazy to have this little piece of information that, like, yeah, you were saving for Howard Stern,
and
whatever.
A little,
fuck
but it's
him,
a little.
But
I have enough fucking stories for Howard Stern. It's
for
fine.
Sure.
But I, it's this little moment in time, this little moment in history. We had, like I said, we had cameras set up from our friends
everywhere,
but we also got a shot from across the
everywhere.
Arena.
We had them everywhere.
The genuine reactions of our happiness on our faces, where it was like, oh shit, like
yeah. Oh, I mean, it was jumping up and down, like.
Yeah.
That was exactly what I wanted. Again, like, I went to just, I'm intrigued. I just wanted to see what, you know,
yeah.
like, and I wanted that exact confirmation. And it was, I totally got it. Tear in my
reason,
eye.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I started
and
crying.
And that was the
like,
reason, like guys like him and people like everybody who listens to the show, that's why I wrote At Night She Cries While
yeah.
He Rides a Steed.
And it's weirdly, like, makes so much
it's
sense.
It's perfect sense.
That Trump loves it.
It's
so
about,
I,
so because the book is about a guy.
Yep.
Who just fucks a bunch of chicks, is
mm-hmm.
rich as fuck, doesn't care about anybody but himself.
Yep.
Just wants to be richer and
I love the
else
Asian like
can kind of die. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's Asian bathhouses.
Oh,
talks
yeah.
about women getting too old.
Yep.
And he's got to marry younger. Like
mm-hmm.
all of that. So like you get it. Like it makes sense, but it still seemed like such a far-reaching thing that it wasn't true,
right?
Or wouldn't happen, or whatever. And regardless, it was a very fucking cool moment. We got to meet Donald Trump.
Oh man,
he was an awesome guy.
For whatever it was really it was great. He delivered,
and he was
he's
a cool
a talented
guy.
Like, motherfucker.
Yes, and regardless of what you think of him out there, how crazy you think he is, or whatever. Like if you get very similar to, not very similar to Tom Cruise, but the same.
Very
thing.
Similar to Tom
no,
Cruise.
No, but I will say this. People
Tom
think
Cruise
Tom
has,
Cruise is crazy.
And he has weird opinions about shit.
Yes.
He will offend motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Like, Tom Cruise, if he was running for office, would be, and I'm telling you, almost exactly like Donald Trump. He has weird out there things that, like, he believes.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you don't believe it, you're an asshole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you meet
them in real life, both of them
are
amazing.
You'll forget all about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You'll just be like, oh my God.
You get swept up in the magic.
Oh.
You leave and you're on this, like, immediate high. Not only that, but he walks off the stage to You Can't Always Get What You Want by the Rolling Stones. Blaring, place goes fucking ballistic.
Yeah.
An epic, epic day.
It was awesome. I'm surprised to say it was awesome. It's not surprising to me that he loved your book, but I just wanted that little bit of confirmation if anything happens going forward to just be like, yep, it's fucking true.
And
it was a great moment.
He was a great guy and was extremely kind to us. His PR people were awesome.
They really took care of us. It was awesome.
I can't say enough nice things about his staff of the campaigners.
Yeah.
And then I walk outside and I'm like, my life can't get any better than this.
I know you're on a high.
On a fucking high.
Oh, and yeah. Then, you're just, head in the clouds.
Boom.
Bam.
Who do we
boom,
run into
boom, bang,
outside?
Boom.
Oh, we think it's protesters against Donald Trump outside.
Yeah. Whoa.
Guess what? It's not. We turn around. The kids turn around. And they're holding up posters that say hashtag dicks out for Harambe, which I am a huge fan of that movement.
Oh, boy.
Oh, huge fan of the dicks out for Harambe movement.
You are. You
dicks
always
out
have
for
been.
Harambe. Dicks out for Harambe.
Let me know when you're done.
Oh,
Let
I love it so done. Fucking much. I don't know who started this. I don't know who started the hashtag dicks out for Harambe movement.
I actually don't either.
But
and I
love
don't,
it.
Yeah.
But I love it.
Yeah.
And I've been posting a lot of videos on the gram, on the IG, on the Instagram about my love
loving it.
For our fallen beast and hero, Harambe.
That's the amazingness of the internet, you guys. Like, so this gorilla.
Fallen hero.
Mm-hmm. Gets
you're so not amused by my fucking dicks out for Harambe
I just
shit.
It's just like so the crazy outpouring after this gorilla gets shot
right
is just insane
for protecting a child
to the point
oh I love
stop.
It I love how I can just
I can't
fucking
even keep talking about it
I love how I can just push your buttons on this over and over and over
so the crazy outpouring of these people is like oh my god justice so like
and it was
the
a hot
memes
day.
The memes started this is the like this is the meta like seven layers yeah. of the internet so like it's gone full circle to where now we're making fun of the grief like about Harambe it's very all over the place
you say making fun of the grief about Harambe I say we're celebrating a fallen hero
right, well you're clearly not gonna like get in any kind of reality realm right now. You just go ahead.
I think maybe as a child, your parents didn't take you to a zoo. You don't have any real affinity for the gorilla species. Because basically, if you look at Harambe, here's why he represents all of us. Is we were all apes in the past, but he stayed an ape. And he died for our sins. And R.I.P., hashtag dicks out for Harambe.
Oh, God.
Anybody out there, if you think that I'm joking right now, go to YouTube, go to Instagram.
Don't go to
just
YouTube.
Just type in
don't
dicks
go
out
to
for,
it.
For Harambe. They are, there's t-shirts. There's a tie-dye t-shirt that somebody sent me.
Do yourself
with
a favor.
An angel halo above it. And it just says, rest in peace, Harambe. You're in heaven now.
Here's my, when is.
There's a song. There's a
here's
music video.
My
dicks
issue.
Out for Harambe.
This was not, there is.
Yeah, 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 yeah. There's a fucking full music video.
What is it like?
Dicks out for Harambe. Dicks out
And it's
for
like a gorilla
Harambe.
Music video?
Yeah, but it's like they set it to like an 80s, so it kind of looks like Max Headroom.
Oh, boy.
So
here's
you can
my
go
thing.
For the dicks
is
out
this
for Harambe
ever,
video.
Here's my problem with it. Like, is it ever going to end? Like, I don't see, this wasn't that. This wasn't recent. Like, the Harambe thing happened a while ago. So is this ever going to end?
Still hard to get over. I'll tell you why it's not going to end. Today, there was a petition that's being signed. There is over 110,000 signatures to get, because he died at the Cincinnati Zoo. The NFL is about to strike up here in a couple weeks. They have a team there called the Cincinnati Bengals. There is a petition that 110,000 people have signed. I want to change the name of the team to the Cincinnati Harambes.
What have I done right now?
You've got your tits out on the show.
Wanted to throw you off. I just cannot with the Harambe thing anymore.
I don't think you did. I think you just pulled your tits out for Harambe is what you just did.
Oh my God, shit!
Tits out.
No! For Harambe. I didn't even mean to do that.
So, fellas, right now, if you're out there and you want to pull your dicks out for Harambe, hashtag dicks out for Harambe. If you're a woman,
broettes, don't you dare.
Hashtag tits out for Harambe. Jesse just started it. Yeah. Jesse Wiseman just started tits out for Harambe. You know right now, deep down, that Daniel Day-Lewis right now is signed on for the biopic of Harambe. He's playing Harambe. You know he is studying somewhere 8 movements for the next 10 years.
Daniel Day fucking Lewis. Yeah. You know, here I'm going to take it a step further.
I heard he's playing Harambe in a biopic.
Listen to this. Have you seen or heard from anything from Daniel Day Lewis in a while?
No, I haven't. You know why?
No, listen.
He's probably sleeping in the fucking African jungle.
No, he may have been studying for a role to play a gorilla, and we fucking shot him. Daniel Day-Lewis was
Harambe.
He's Harambe.
So
it's the
Daniel
only
Day-Lewis
thing.
Was Harambe, and he was murdered.
And he was murdered. And it's like, listen, somebody out there, find me a recent picture of Daniel Day-Lewis anywhere. Starbucks, fucking walking on the street. Stars, they're just like us. Please find one, because I'm telling you, that was Daniel Day-Lewis in a suit.
So what you're saying is we have a government cover-up going on right now where the government may have murdered Daniel Day-Lewis on accident, and they thought it was Harambe, but really it was Daniel Day-Lewis playing a gorilla.
Yeah, and they're paying you to annoy the shit out of me with this Harambe shit get them off the scent.
So good. I love it so much.
I mean, can I talk about Daniel Day-Lewis a little bit?
Yeah.
Listen,
fire away.
I don't know.
We were flooded with emails for you to be here, so talk about whatever you want. God.
Listen, I come from like an acting world, so I that's just what I know, so I'm going to talk about it, and so do you.
Yeah.
So this, remember like your friends in like theater school or when you went to college or in your thought that you had to Daniel Day-Lewis to like get into a role. I'm gonna tell you something right now, you guys. Like, you don't need to live in a tent in your backyard for 3 months to play like a World War II soldier. Like, you just don't to do it. And I'm also in the school of like, you're either you have it or you don't, right?
Yes, and that's
as far as acting. Like, some people have it better, some people have it easier, whatever it may be. But like, there were those actors that like thought that if they Daniel Day-Lewis'd, they could like
be
better at the part or whatever. Yeah. If they lived in a nursing home as an old person they could play something like that, where it's just like, that kind of shit is so fucking annoying to me. Like, it is a job.
It is.
Daniel Day-Lewis is living in a tent behind his house with his family and kids inside.
Yeah.
For 3 months.
Yeah. For the way.
Completely. By the way, unnecessary. Correct.
I'm gonna disagree on this one.
He would be great no matter what.
Who knows with him?
Oh my God.
Who knows with him? Like.
All right. I thought we agreed on this.
We kind of do. I'm pulling your dick. I'm pulling your tits out.
I mean, go ahead. Maybe that's
I'm hashtag
process.
Pulling your tits out for Harambe. But on this one,
I won't pound sign.
But I'm kidding. But
I
will say this: you cannot argue with how many fucking Oscars has that guy won in a row now? Like 3 or 4. Lincoln.
Yeah.
There Will Be Blood.
Anytime he does, basically anytime he comes out of hiding.
Every 10 years,
anytime he walks out of the tent, he wins an Oscar.
Yeah.
And his family is just like crying and dying inside.
Yeah. Yeah, but he doesn't care about that. Because let's face
it,
Day-Lewis is for the world. He's not for his family.
No.
Like, he sat his family down and had a fucking hard talk of like.
It's like, your life's going to suck.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's what.
You want it?
I'm DDL. You want DDL?
You don't want this DDL?
You want the DDL? This is what's
going to
happen.
You're going to have to get to stepping.
Yeah. You're going to have to put
it on my shirt. I do picture Daniel Day-Lewis saying stuff like, you're going to have to get to stepping, woman.
No, he's got a very femme voice.
He does.
Yeah, he does.
It's very soft. But anyways, I just had too many.
This is very soft and very.
What if he wants pancakes, bone dry?
Pancakes, bone dry.
Yeah, still very bone soft.
Dry.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the weird thing is, like, There Will Be Blood, he turned it on. Gangs of New York, he turned it on.
He's fucking amazing.
Drink your milkshake. Bone dry. Yeah, I drink it up. No, the bone dry is from the steak line.
Yeah.
I want a steak bone dry.
Bone dry.
Bone dry. Huge DDL fan. Huge DDL fan.
I know, but just so you know, actors out there, like, you, if you're playing a cop, go on a fucking ride along, fine. But, like, don't, you don't have to do that stuff. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, no. So if anybody sees Daniel Day-Lewis out in public, send us a picture. Because we haven't seen him in years at this point since Lincoln.
Send me something. Send us something.
Since Lincoln. Who, fuck, for all we know, after he finished playing Abraham Lincoln, he probably went back to Ford's Theater and had somebody blow his brains out to complete the process.
I'm telling you, that's like, I would not be surprised. That's the kind of like, but hey, he's got the shit to back it up, so you can do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, DDL. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Pound sign DDL.
And if he does show up, like just trolling the streets, chances are he'll be dragging knuckles because he's playing Harambe in the biopic.
Or he was already training to and we shot his fucking ass.
Yeah, one of the two.
One of the two is happening, guys.
One of the two. And Daniel, on that note, let's get to the drinking bro of the week,
please,
shall we?
Please.
You know how this works.
You guys have already nominated me to be on the show.
So I
cannot also be the drinking bro. Anyway, carrying on.
This one was submitted by Levi Unzietig. Man, that's a weird fucking name, but a cool fucking dude. Levi, his last name, I'm just going to spell it for the peeps. Unzeitig. Zeitig? Unzeitig? Either way, he writes in, "Hey, it's one of those nights, and I decided to attempt to nominate a drinking bro of the week."
Congratulations, you did it.
You did it. You did it. This appears to be Staff Sergeant Joseph DeAugustine. He was one of those Marines that inspired everybody he met. No matter what the situation was, he always had some wise-ass remark and a contagious smile on his face. He was an EOD tech attached to 3-7 Kilo Company in 2012 during our second deployment to Afghanistan. Unfortunately, he's not able to enjoy a drink with us today. He was killed in action on March 27, 2012. It was 3 days before my birthday, so every year instead of celebrating me, I celebrate his life. Man.
Oh, that's awesome,
dude. That's awesome.
That's crazy.
As I write this message to you guys, I have tears pouring down my face, but I also can't help but smile because I don't have one memory of him besides his death that doesn't involve laughing until my sides hurt. I think he deserves to be drinking bro of the week, and I hope you guys agree. Guess what, Levi? We do.
Oh my gosh.
And this was an awesome, awesome story, man. I really, really appreciate you submitting this. And if I botched anything, it's because I'm a drunk asshole, not because your story wasn't amazing. Yeah, I didn't know how to pronounce his name. That's a weird name, though, Levi. You have to admit that. but to Levi and to Joseph, cheers.
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 Yeah.
And on that note.
Oh, my gosh. Again, I have to be serious and just be like, thank you so much for letting me do this. I do feel like a fan that broke in and was like, give me the mic.
Yeah.
So I love it. Thank you, guys. Keep those emails coming.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll be flooded, just pouring, drenched over our bodies as we're laying on the rocks.
Thank you for the couple emails, broettes. Thank you.
That's right. There is a drinking broettes.
Yes, there's drinking broettes. Hey, girls, what's up? I'm doing this for you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And for Jesse Wiseman, Ross Patterson, and look, hopefully Daniel Day-Lewis.
And / Harambe.
Yeah. / Dicks Out for Harambe. If I can, I'm going to put
I'm out
of
here. I'm
going to
go. Okay, I'm going to go. Bye.
Good night, everyone.
Love you.
Dicks out for Harambe. or a Romney. Dick cell or a Romney. Dick cell or a Romney. Dicks, dicks, out. For a Romney. Dicks, 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 out. For a Romney. Dicks, 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 out. Dicks, out. For a Romney.